During a primetime public hearing last night, the House Select Committee investigating January 6th made it clear that it blames former President Donald Trump for that day's deadly violence.
January 6th was the culmination of an attempted coup, a brazen attempt, as one rioter put it shortly after January 6th, to overthrow the government.
Mississippi Representative Chair of the January 6th Committee, Benny Thompson.
The violence was no accident. It represents Senate Trump's last stand, most desperate chance to halt the transfer of power.
Representative Thompson said the attack put America's constitutional democracy at risk.
I was born, raised, and still live in Bolton, Mississippi, a town with a population of 521, which is midway between Jackson and Vicksburg, Mississippi, and the Mississippi River. I'm from a part of the country where people justify the actions of slavery, the Ku Klux Klan, and lynching. I'm reminded of that dark history as I hear voices today try and justify the actions of the insurrectionists on January 6th, 2021.
Thompson says what those of us elected to Congress have in common is that we've sworn an oath to protect the Constitution. According to the panel, Trump executed a 7-part conspiracy to overturn a free and fair democratic election. The panel presented powerful testimony that Donald Trump ignored all evidence refuting his false fraud claims, pressured state and federal officials to throw out election results favoring his challenger, and encouraged a violent mob to storm the Capitol, even signaling support for the execution of his own vice president, Mike Pence. Most incriminating were the words of Trump's own advisors and appointees played over video on a giant screen above the committee dais. The hearing featured never-before-seen video testimony from former Attorney General Bill Barr, saying Trump's fraud claims had no merit.
I made it clear I did not agree with the idea of saying the election was stolen and putting out this stuff, which I told the president was bullshit. And, you know, I didn't want to be a part of it, and that's one of the reasons that went into me deciding to leave when I did.
Trump's own daughter, Ivanka Trump, made a brief appearance on video to say she acknowledged and accepted the conclusion that the election was not in fact stolen, as her father kept claiming. Other videos showed leaders of the extremist Oath Keepers and Proud Boys preparing to storm the Capitol to stand up for Trump. One rioter after another told the committee they came to the Capitol because Trump asked them to. And Trump's tweets, which were seen as inciting his followers, were shown on the TV screen repeatedly. Top leaders and members of the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers have been charged with seditious conspiracy and what authorities have described as an organized effort to subvert the election results and keep former President Trump in office. Messages and social media posts detailed in court documents show how members of the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers began as early as November 2020 discussing the need to fight to keep Trump in office. Capitol Police Officer Carolyn Edwards was injured repeatedly during the attack. She testified before the committee.
I am the proud granddaughter of a Marine that fought in the Battle of the Chosin Reservoir in the Korean War. I think of my papa often in these days, how he was so young and thrown into a battle he never saw coming, and answered the call at a great personal cost. How he lived the rest of his days with bullets and shrapnel in his legs, but never once complained about his sacrifice. I would like to think that he would be proud of me, proud of his granddaughter that stood her ground that day and continued fighting, even though she was wounded, like he did many years ago.
Edwards said there were hours of hand-to-hand combat and hours of dealing with things that were way beyond what any law enforcement officer was trained for. Before the hearing, Trump tried again to rewrite history by casting the attack on the Capitol as a legitimate manifestation of public grievance against a stolen election. January 6th, he said, was not simply a protest. It represented the greatest movement in the history of our country to make America great again. He wrote this on a new social media platform. The next hearing of the committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol will be on Monday at 10 a.m., with two more scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday. They are expected to continue to focus on how Trump ignored court rulings, advice from his aides, and other government officials, and that his frivolous claims about a stolen election were false. The committee will also outline how the former president spent millions of dollars of campaign money to spread disinformation and run false ads that the election was stolen from him, which in turn provoked the January 6th riots. The panel's investigation is intended to stand as its public record before this fall's midterm elections, and with Trump considering another White House run, the committee's final report aims to account for the most violent attack on the Capitol since 1814, and to ensure such an attack never happens again. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.